Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, or morning, or evening, wherever you tend to be. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as always, for those who would like to call in and who are in the Los Angeles area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those here in the San Francisco, okay, it can rain now, honestly, Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. And producer Kina is back. She had a wonderful weekend jaunt for her anniversary with her sweetie. And so she is back in the chat room. So if you'd like to log in and say hi to her, or if you would like to post a question, she will make sure that it gets to me. And I will be logging into the chat room after the show. So today, I'm calling the episode From Point A to Point B, Then What? And often, or maybe it's just me, we find that in writing the metaphoric pony of life, sometimes we've got it by the reins, and sometimes it feels that we're facing the wrong way and we've got it by the tail. So in navigating those interesting pathways and interesting times in our lives, it is important down and, you know, use that linear thinking capacity to take a look and see, okay, what is the necessary process to get me from point A to point B? And what comes after point B? Whether you've got the horse by the reins or by the tail, one of the important things when dealing with situations is the ability to look at it, figure out where you're starting from in the situation, and then where you want to be. The idea of control can be a very tricky and interesting one because while, yes, there's a lot of things in life we control, which includes how we react to things, how we choose to react to things, and the choices that we decide to make in order to move to a destination or a goal that we want to be able to achieve. Among the things we cannot control are other people's feelings about us, and pretty much, well, whether or not it rains, and all the other little pieces, bits and pieces of life that are occurring while we're making other plans. So as we look at those pieces of life that are happening while we're making other plans, we can't take everything into account when we're planning out our lives, or even planning a trip to the store. There should be nothing more simple than a trip to the grocery store. And yet, I find that I get there and suddenly either what I'm looking for isn't there, so I have to start thinking, okay, where else can I go? Or maybe I lock my keys in my car, or, you know, all kinds of different things can take something that's tremendously simple and straightforward, and then the universe intervenes and says, oh, no, 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 this is not a day for things to happen as planned. Guess what? You're going to learn something. So planning out point A to point B is an interesting process in a balance between attachment to what you decide your goal is, okay, this is what I want, this is what I need, and this is how I'm going to get it, and the idea that ultimately stuff happens. And it may be that something that you really figure on, plan for, and say, okay, I know that this is what I'm meant to do, or this is what's meant to happen, and it goes completely in a different direction. So it's good to be able to say, you know, that you have things planned out. That is the, you know, I mean, hey, I totally applaud our linear thinkers out there because I on occasion tend to be one. And there is always the place for being okay when the plan doesn't happen as planned. And I'm sure we all know those folks that if anything veers away from, no, this is the plan, I planned it, and as soon as anything happens to veer away from that, they really spin out. Or maybe you're the person who it's okay, no, we planned it, it's this, it's we have the agenda or the itinerary, and things divert from that, and they have a very difficult time adapting to it. So when you're moving from point A to point B, figure out what is point A. Is point A, okay, I have this particular weight and I wish to weigh something else. Okay, that's one point A. I am in a situation where I am not living someplace that I would like to live, and I would like to live someplace else. That's also a very good point A. I do not currently have a relationship, and I feel that it's the time in my life when I want to have a serious relationship. Excellent point A. Point A really is about defining where you are. If you don't know where you are, it's really tough to figure out where you want to be. If you want to lose 20 pounds, where are you starting? You need to know, okay, this is how much I weigh, and this is how much I want to lose. So therefore, my point A is, you know, X pounds, and point B is X minus 20. Gee, and I thought I'd never use algebra again. So, yeah, I just love those. Combining letters and numbers always seem tremendously wrong to me. So when you look at, you know, where you're starting, how much you need to do or what do you need to do to get to that point B. Now, point B may be the final destination, or point B may be the next milestone. It really is helpful when you've got something big you want to do, or even something not so big, to break it down and put it into chunks that have milestones that are very easy to achieve. If you want to lose 20 pounds, okay, so from this time to this time, I'm going to lose 1 pound. You know, in the first week, I'm going to lose 1 pound, and I want to go into, you know, each week, I will lose 1 pound, which is a very easy goal to be able to maintain. Doesn't mean that it'll be 20 weeks. Let's say, no, you know, I want to be to lose the 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Well, that creates a lot more stress. It also creates a much more difficult situation. So as you look at the space between point A and point B, what are the realistic pieces? What can you actually do in the amount of time? Because point A to point B, it's not just distance, it's time. That has a lot to do with it. What is it that you want to achieve, and then how do you manage doing that over a given period? So let's look at let's say you want to live somewhere else other than where you're living. And you decide, okay, my point A is this place and that I don't want to be here anymore. Okay, what's point B? Well, point B is not just saying somewhere else. You need to be specific about point B. And point B, maybe it's like, okay, I want to live in a one-bedroom cabin in the woods, somewhere in the mountains, and it's got to have this, 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 and this. Okay, be specific about the point B. Now, is that a jump that can be made in one stop? Can you, like, you know what, I've got the funds, I can put in my notice where I am, and then I'm going to start looking for a place, and I should have that within a month, boom, I can do that. it's not impossible that you could make a leap like that, and you have to have a whole lot of stuff in place first. So point B might be, rather than, okay, I want the place and it's going to be this and it's going to be perfect, to, okay, I need to find out how much I'm going to spend, so let me do the research and figure out at what point I can be able to make this move in a way that is financially feasible for me and that I'm not rushing and taking the first thing that I can find. So while point A is very important as your starting point, that's pretty much where the story ends with that, because you don't want to sit and just dwell totally. You know, you don't want to put your energy on the thing that you want to change. You want to put your energy into what it is that you're moving towards. So as you move through that, and really try to enjoy this process as much as possible. If you say, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to lose it 1 pound a week, think of some way that's fun for you to be able to lose that. If point B is, well, in a month, I want to have lost 4 pounds. That's my first milestone. Figure out a way that you can enjoy it. Figure out, oh, my gosh, I always loved to swim. I used to really enjoy that. Maybe get back into swimming. I would love to take a healthy eating class and learn how to cook and how to, you know, prepare really healthy meals. That is a great way to be able to manage that. Getting out and doing things that make this process pleasurable, that really helps as you move through and navigate these waters. And it also helps when, okay, my goal was 4 pounds in a month. Well, it got to be the end of the month. I was involved in 2 weddings, and I actually gained weight. What do you do when point B doesn't manifest in the way that you wanted it to? Well, it becomes an opportunity to go, okay, let me reevaluate this. What was it that prevented me from reaching the goal I wanted to reach? Well, I was involved in weddings, and I went to them, and there was tons of wonderful food, and I ate it. Okay, so does that mean that you throw away the entire goal that you throw? It's like, well, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to do it at all. That's not where you need to go with it. Learn from what happened. Say, okay, how can I make my goal more feasible? Yes, I now have, you know, I gained weight where I thought I was going to lose. Oh, well, it happens. Move on. So do you say, all right, I'm going to lose 2 pounds a week to try to make up for that? No. I mean, you can, and that creates stress. That adds to the intensity of a process. So whatever it is that you want to change in your life, figure out, one, what is your ultimate goal? But does that have to be the next step? More than likely, it doesn't. When we reach our destination, the most important thing about getting to where we're going is the process that it took us to get there. What do we gain from it? What do we learn from it? And make sure that it is something that's really right for you. Is this a goal that was your idea, or was it something that was someone else's idea? And it's really important that if you're going to enter into a process where you need to be able to maybe go into some uncomfortable areas, maybe deal with a big change, make sure it's something that you truly want. Make sure it's something that resonates right for you. If you have someone in your life and it really isn't a healthy relationship, and everybody is telling you, no, you need to break up with this person, you need to split up with this person, okay, if your point A is, I want a healthy relationship, and this isn't it, make sure that it's your choice, not just because people tell it to you, but that you decide it is not a healthy, positive relationship. And the first part of that is deciding, you know what? What will it take for me to be out of this relationship? What strands do I need to cut? And then it becomes a journey. And often these types of journeys are very bumpy and very difficult. So that's why it's extra important that you focus on what it is that you want for yourself. There is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to create or manifest something in your life just because it pleases you. It doesn't matter if it pleases anybody else. It doesn't matter if anybody else approves. It's about your personal journey, because point A goes to point B, goes to point C, and then it spans the rest of the alphabet and then loops back around again and does all kinds of stuff. There is no ending. And, you know, depending on what your spiritual belief is, that, you know, some people who believe in reincarnation, then you start all over again in a new life learning stuff. Or, you know, you believe you ultimately go to a beautiful place that you share with your creator and all the loved ones who have passed. But that doesn't even really end. So life is going from one point to another point to another point. Even if you reach your ultimate goal, even if you lose the 20 pounds, even if you find the perfect place to live, even if you create the healthy relationship, all that does is start you all over again at a new point A. It brings about an opportunity. Wow, my life has changed around this. Now what do I want to do with it? Maybe you decide you want to lose another 20 pounds. Maybe you decide you're perfect at having lost that 20 pounds, and now you're going to go out and do the things in life that you always said, well, if I lose 20 pounds, I'm going to be able to do this. Point A to point B to point C, just moving through life. Being able to take on what it is that you need to do and do it in a really committed way. If I want to do this, if I want to change my weight, I know I need to change my eating habits. I need to consult with someone who can help me through this, whether it's my doctor or if it's a specialist in weight loss or whatever. Or maybe you want to bulk up and gain 20 pounds and you want to be, you know, big and muscular. You need to incorporate professionals who know how to have you be able to do that in a safe way. All of it is about you being healthier, happier, moving forward. And if this whole process is miserable for you, I guarantee you're really not going to get a whole lot out of it. If you know, losing weight is just one miserable self-denial after another. Even if you lose the weight, it's not going to bring you the joy that you were hoping for, because the whole aspect of it was just out of really not feeling good and not being happy. There is absolutely no way you can undervalue happiness in any process, especially in processes where we're moving from one point to another in our lives. If you can incorporate joy into going out and creating a new relationship, if you can incorporate joy into finding a new place to live, it makes the whole thing into this wonderful story that you will tell over and over again about this wonderful process. And yet, got you to where you wanted. And then it opened a doorway into a whole new set of point A's and point B's. From the time that we come into this world to the time we leave it, we're constantly moving through a life that, while there are many aspects of it we can't control, the ones we can are really, really important. And one of those is choice. Nobody needs to give you your point A or point B. That should be yours to choose. And really, if you have someone in your life who is trying to tell you where your point A and point B should be and what your ultimate goals should be, And yes, I know parents can do that a lot, and people who love us. Usually it's people who love us who want to do it the most, because they want happiness for us, and it's their view of the happiness, what they perceive as the right way that your life should be, which is really sweet. It's very wonderful, and it's also very disempowering. You want to be able to stand up in your own strength to make your own decisions and your own choices. Now, up to a certain age, yes, your parents are going to be making a lot of choices for you, or whatever adult is in your life. And once you're an adult, you've got a lot of choices to make, and you will spend the rest of your adult life making it. And I know when we're young, we want to be able to make our own choices. And we, well, as soon as I'm grown, I can do this and I can do anything I want. How many of us remember saying that? Well, when I'm a grown-up, I can do anything I want. And then we reach that age and we realize, no, you honestly cannot do anything you want. And we learn to find peace with it. We learn how to work within the framework of what the adult grown-up world is. So then we start deciding, okay, this is what I want to do with my life. Then it becomes, all right, how do I make that happen? What is my first step? Can I make it in one huge leap? Probably not. Or can I figure out the steps that I need to take in order for me to reach whatever it is that I want to reach? And like I said, always count on the fact that at some point the universe is going to come in, it's going to know your point A, and maybe it picks a different point B. In a single moment, your entire life can change. And when you have to adapt to that, maybe the point B that you decided was, okay, that's where I want to be. When that is suddenly not an option, or you're redirected to a different point B, which leads you along a path that you never even thought possible, or that you never even considered. What about those moments when you're going along with life and suddenly you lock eyes with someone who becomes your entire world? In that moment, your life changed. Maybe it's suddenly having someone tell you, guess what, you're going to be a parent. In that moment, your life changed. Maybe it was a car accident or a sudden loss. At that moment, your life changed. Now, does that mean that if you decided you wanted to be a veterinarian, that, oh my gosh, now I can't be a veterinarian? No, it just means that that path is going to take a different route than what you thought it was going to be. We've always got to be ready for those different routes, because some of them can be tremendously cool. Some of the detours can be some of the most fascinating moments in your life. And some detours can be really lousy and create a lot of stress for you. The sudden loss of a job, the sudden loss of a relationship that you were very invested in. It's an opportunity to look at point A and point B and think, what else is available? What else is an option for me? Is point B where I really want to be after all this time? Maybe it was the goal 10 years ago. And maybe it's something different now. Maybe life has given you opportunities and allowed you to see things in a different way. So now the point B that you were looking at isn't actually what you want your goal to be. Or maybe you reach point B and then all of a sudden there's a point C that is just amazing. But it's not what you were planning on. It's not what you expected. But there it is. So you have a choice. You have the choice to be able to move into that direction of accepting and embracing the newness of an opportunity. Some people really draw back from that. Nope, that's not a part of my plan. And even though it's tremendously cool and tremendously attractive, nope, going to stick to my plan. Which isn't a bad thing, just as long as it's conscious and as long as it's your choice. Don't rule out that there may be some surprises there for you, that maybe there's something that you don't know that's already in the works. Maybe the point B that you envisioned has something that is so much more than what you thought it was. Maybe your final, what you thought would be your final destination is only a milestone. So take a look at where you're at and where you want to be. Just pick one thing that you would like to change. It could be something major or it could be something minor. Look at the situation as point A, whatever it is. The, I want to change this, or I'm looking forward to being this. And then figure out, is this something that I can do in one A to B leap and then go on from there? Or do I need to have lots of little steps in between? And then once I reach that, what happens then? What happens next? What's the new plan? Because we're always going to be having things change in our lives. There will always be moments that reroute everything that we knew. And we've got to adapt to it. We've got to find a way to find balance with it and have the courage to be able to say, you know what, the plan that I thought I planned, I got to let go of. That's not my plan anymore. And that's okay. That is wonderful. Very few of us can say in our lives that everything went exactly as we planned it to be. I know for a fact that my life took a direction that I never, ever, ever thought that it would go. And yet, at the same time, now that I'm in it, it feels as if it was perfectly natural and realizing that was what I was always meant to do and meant to be. So hang in there. Whether you're at point A or point B or point C, whatever stage you are in the process that you're in, embrace that, look for what the gifts are, and then release it. Because once you achieve a goal, all it does is lead you to a whole new set of opportunities to create new ones. So enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Accept that some days, you know, you've got control and you're feeling pretty confident and you've got the horse by the reins. And other days, we're facing backwards and holding on to the tail saying, wait a minute, how did I get here? Whatever you do, because it's okay. You can always do most things over. And maybe the new plan was what the old plan should have been all along. So thank you for joining me. I wish you blessings and peace. We'll be back next Thursday. If you'd like to find out more about me, you can go to www.the-healing-house.com. And you can also reach me at Healing House Radio, no spaces, at the-healing-house.com. You can like me on Facebook, and you can also follow me on Twitter. So until next time, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Blessings.